The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Very truly I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheepfold by the gate, but climbs in by another way is a thief and a bandit. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. They will not follow a stranger, but they will run from him because they do not know the voice of strangers. Jesus used this figure of speech with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. So again, Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and bandits, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters by me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they might have life and have it abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Creator and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, again, a joyous Good Shepherd Sunday. It seems odd. I spent the last 2 weeks at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, and the Sunday I am back here, it's Good Shepherd Sunday. So the video I made for them is a bit more personal than I'll be sharing with you because it's Good Shepherd Sunday and I'm not there. I have served most of my career, particularly early on, I served in relatively rural areas. My internship was in a rural area. My first call was in a rural area. My next call was in Salt Lake City, Utah. And it took that amount of time for me to meet my first shepherd. Salt Lake City, even then, is a city. It's the state capital. It's the capital and center of the Church of the Latter-day Saints. It's a big place. It's the center of a Hercules aircraft, of at that time, the Visa credit card had a center there, and Delta Airlines had a hub there. It's a big place. And I was at a gathering of Lutheran pastors and spouses, and one of the pastor's spouses was a shepherd. And I looked at him kind of dumbfounded. "You're a what?" He said, "I'm a shepherd." I said, "So you have like a corporate..." "No, I stand in a field. I've got a sheepdog and I look after sheep." I thought, "You know, I think your whole existence is just to give your spouse and people like me sermon illustrations." He assured me that he was really serious about being a shepherd. And one thing he shared with me was, you know, he says, I think it's just so funny how often the Bible talks about the people of God as sheep. "Why is that funny?" I asked, as if I was in a Marx Brothers. You know, "And why is that?" He says, "Well, sheep are so dumb." Wait. He said, No. Sheep are some of the thickest animals on the planet. If he said, "My children are pigs," I can understand that. Pigs are brilliant, particularly compared to sheep. The reason there have to be shepherds and the reason there are sheepdogs is that sheep will just wander away. And then the other sheep will look up and go, "Oh, where's Jimmy going? I guess I'll go too." And they just wander off. And so you need sheepdogs, you need shepherds. And I thought, well, Jesus was a carpenter. Maybe he didn't know a lot about sheep. Well, I think Jesus probably knew what God, he was talking about. I think God in Hebrew scripture what God was talking about. David was a shepherd and very willingly says, "The Lord is my shepherd because I'm a sheep." We even at some point in most church kids' upbringing are at some point taught to sing, "I just want to be a sheep." Right? You learned that?
No.
I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. And I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. You've not learned that word. How many people here went to camp? No. You know why that's bad news? Probably 80% of Lutheran pastors say that they first contemplated being a pastor at church camp. Y'all are why we're running out of pastors, because you're not going to camp. Get ye to camp. Anyway, a lot of children learn to say, "I just want to be a sheep." And it sounds good, but when you find out that sheep are really, really dumb, it should be, "I just want to be a sheep. I just want to be a sheep." Do I? And do we? Being a sheep, of course, means being under the leadership of a shepherd. And again, the question comes to us, do we want to be? Do we want to be under the guidance of a shepherd? John chapter 10 is the Good Shepherd chapter. In the verse or two just after our lesson ends, Jesus says, "I am the Good Shepherd." In this passage, he says, "I'm the gate." And in some ways, the passage itself is kind of confusing. There's a sheepfold. The sheep are in the sheepfold. There's the gate. Jesus is the gate, but then there's a gatekeeper who opens the gate. Jesus is the gate, and when people come out of the gate, the shepherd then leads them, but Jesus is the gate. Well, no, but in a verse or two, we're going to find out that Jesus is the shepherd. So is Jesus the gatekeeper, or the gate, or the shepherd? Are we the sheep? In other passages, it will say if we're not sheep, it's okay to be a goat. And he doesn't mean greatest of all time. And it struck me this week, and maybe because it was a weird week, that in this passage, and I have to confess, if I were to nominate my favorite gospel, it would not be John. My wife and I used to have great arguments about this because her all-time favorite book of the Bible was John. But John is often like this. You know, the sky is blue and green is its color and aqua is its appearance. It's like, oh, time out. What is it? Give me an answer. And John is not into really clear answers. Of all the Gospels, John is the most like poetry. And Jesus is identified in all kinds of ways. Jesus is the Word of God. Jesus is the Lamb of God. Jesus is the gate, the shepherd. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He's the bread. It can be confusing. I find John at sometimes quite confusing. I'm not saying John is wrong. I'm saying I find John confusing. It's one of those, it's not you, it's me kind of things. It's not John. John's fine. There's substantial, I think for some people it's a deeply devotional book. It's certainly a deeply theological book. When it comes to Christmas and Easter, those times of our church year, John is just really vibrant. I just find him confusing. Give me the straight story. And then it occurred to me. And this was definitely because of the week I had. Maybe we're focusing in the wrong place. Maybe John and Jesus here are not talking about Jesus at all. It's confusing because we're looking in the wrong place. Maybe Jesus is talking to the sheep. Because in some ways, we are very, very sheepy. Do we wander off sometimes? Oh, yeah. Do we sometimes follow other sheep and I wonder where they're going? And we follow them, not knowing where they're going at all. Absolutely. I think it's one of the great temptations of social media generally, right? Is that we just wander off. And we get all kind of worked up and tense and angry or whatever it is. And it's all because some other sheep wandered off and we went, oh, I wonder where they're going. What does it mean in Scripture if we stop looking at the shepherd and start looking at what the shepherd says about the sheep? Because if we look at the sheep, whether Jesus is the gate or the shepherd or the gatekeeper or whatever it is, there's good news for the sheep. There is a sheepfold. Now, in Jesus' day, a sheepfold would have been like a stone structure because sheep are dumb, right? Sheep are just a little dim-witted at times and will wander off. So the sheepfold really has two purposes. To protect the sheep, because they're lions and tigers and bears. Wow, you are a tough room today. Lions and tigers and bears. Thank you. Thank you, sister. Okay, so you haven't been to camp and you haven't seen The Wizard of Oz. So pastor's keeping a list. We're going to have a movie night. We're going to watch The Wizard of Oz, and we're going to sing camp songs. But it was dangerous. Sheep were in danger, partly because they just wander around. And they wander around in places where there are predators. And so the sheep need to be contained and protected so they don't wander and so they don't run afoul of things that find sheep tasty. And there's a gate. We're not stuck in there, but not just anybody can get in. And so Jesus as the gate is our protector. Jesus' commitment is that to make sure that not just anybody wanders in. Once the gate is open and we're out, then Jesus is the shepherd, whose voice we know. Now we may say, but I don't know Jesus' voice. Yeah, I think most of the time I think we do. Whether it's that little stirring in our hearts and our minds, when we're, you know, seeking to make a decision, we're trying to answer that question, what would Jesus do? I think 80, 90% of the time, the answer's clear. We know what Jesus would say. It's not really knowing God's voice, not really knowing Jesus' voice, not really knowing the shepherd's voice. It's saying, I will do what the shepherd says. It's not, it's a willingness problem. It's not a knowledge problem. Sometimes we like to wander. It's fun to wander. And Jesus says, no, it's dangerous over there. And then we get to be teenage sheep. Duh. But I want to go over there. No. Over here. This is where the water is. This is where the food is. This is where safety is. Please stay over here. So I think most of the time, I think we do know Jesus' voice. Sometimes we just don't like Jesus' voice. But Jesus continues to call. It's the madness of the one lost sheep parable. When Jesus says 99, you know, what shepherd, if 99 sheep are safe and one wanders off, wouldn't go after the one that was lost? And any shepherd's answer is going to be, None of us. None of us are going after the one sheep. We have 99 sheep here. If we go after the one, it's not going to take long for the rest of them to wander off. And what does Jesus say in the parable? The good shepherd goes and finds the lost sheep. Which, if you're in the flock, and if you grew up like I did, if you're a people pleaser, and you go, well, I would never leave the flock. There's no mercy in that. There's no empathy in that. And the picture, you know, Jesus gives is when that one lost sheep is returned, that wayward, that, you know, just that rule-breaking sheep is brought back. What does the shepherd do? Chastise and criticize the sheep. No. Throws a party. So happy that sheep is back. Because one of the things we need to know as sheep is that each and every one of us are sacred and precious. In the kingdom of God, no one's left behind. And Jesus determines who gets to come in. Sometimes that's annoying too. Sometimes we don't want Jesus to let in the ones that Jesus wants to let in. Jesus not only brings them back, but throws a party. And then we have a decision to make. Are we going to be happy with Jesus, or are we going to pout like the big brother in the prodigal son story? I've been good. I've done everything you've asked of me, and you've never thrown me a party. Well, yeah, I mean, I love you. I've always loved you. But you weren't lost. You didn't come home. We're going to celebrate this. Doesn't mean I love you less, but doesn't mean I love the wanderer any less either. So, you know, on Good Shepherd Sunday, you know, we tend to label these things after the figure of Jesus in whatever story is. And all the Sundays after Easter are founded on this demonstration of who Jesus is. Every Sunday we have a gospel lesson about who Jesus is. And so, yes, is Jesus the shepherd? Yes. Jesus the good shepherd? Absolutely. But you know what? We're sheep. For all the good and bad of that, we're sheep. We are sheep in the same flock. And we are sheep under the same shepherd. That's not particularly confusing. I think that happens to be really good news. Because sometimes there's a lot of comfort in being kind of that sheep, particularly in the middle of the flock, that's all kind of packed in. That's sometimes just really an awesome place to be. And so let us celebrate that we are sheep. And let us learn some camp songs. Let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you that when David looked at the whole of his life, looked back as his death approached, the picture he brought forth was not as a king, a court musician, a great general, not even as the shepherd he grew up to be. He was a sheep under your care. Help us to embrace our sheepness for all that it brings to us. Because as we embrace what it is to be a sheep, we celebrate who is our shepherd. And you, O Lord, are our good shepherd. Amen.